verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
What's up? It's a blessing again to be here with you on a Saturday night. Uh-huh. It is 10:30 and God bless this wonderful nation that we live in. You are listening to Pastor Mark D. Ingram and Mrs. Tina Elmer Green. Say what's up,
hola,
Tina.
Hola, hola,
hola. Hola. And we are Christo the Rock. We are coming to you on KWRD FM 100.7 on your radio dial. And for those of you that don't feel like listening to us on the radio, you can literally, that's some alliteration, isn't it? Literally listen to us on your computer dial, or your laptop or your desktop. All you have to do is go to did you say iPhone too?
Sure.
Wow. See, y'all are way ahead of the times for me. But if you're at your computer, you can listen to us at www.thewordfm.com. Click on Listen Now, and we will come streaming through your computer or laptop speakers.
Absolutely.
Clear as a bell to you on this Saturday night. And so we are so grateful that you all are here with us tonight. We're going to kind of have somewhat of a subdued show because it's me and my sis in the house tonight, Mrs. Tina. Tell me about your week, Tina. What's going on?
Oh, we have a lot of things on our plate with a little bit of a sightseeing and some business over in the upper Midwest.
Wow.
To go to Chi-Town, the Windy City.
I was born in Chi-Town.
Ah, whereabouts?
Yeah, I'm a Cook County baby.
Cook County
Hospital. I was born, we grew up in the ghettos of Chicago. The first 7-8 years of my life, right across the street, around the corner from Chinatown,
wow,
off of Princeton Avenue.
Know that
and
well.
So,
great
yeah,
place to go for
yeah,
dim sum.
I grew up around that, you know, ducking bullets and gunfire and all of that, because back in the day when we grew up in the early 70s, we literally came home from school from tree to car to post,
oh, wow,
you know, in the middle of gang fights and
wow,
all of that. And actually, when I think about Chi-Town, though, one of the things that still stays with me, you know, I was a little bit mischievous, or some people say mischievous or mischievous. But me and my brothers, there are four of us, but only three of us were born in Chicago. And the one thing I do remember about Chicago, my listeners, is this. You know, T and I were used to, we did this thing in Chicago called jumping L's. You know, they had those L trains,
yes,
the
yes,
green and white.
Yes.
You know, back in the day,
yes,
they were green and white.
Yes.
And so what we used to do, we used to jump L trains.
Uh-oh.
We used to, when they pulled in.
Naughty.
Yeah, we got on top of the roof. And then before they pulled off and started going too fast, then you jumped off. And this is definitely a disclaimer. We don't want anybody here listening
not,
because this show even goes out over the airwaves of Chicago via the internet. But that's something we used to do. We used to jump L trains. And I remember it because my best friend, and this just goes to show you how merciful God is, not only towards my friend, but myself, because purpose had something to do with me still being here. But
right.
My friend got killed because the one day that I did not go L jumping, he went, and that was the day that he slipped and fell off the L between the trains down to the street below. And I found out about it the next morning when my mom went screaming, Mark, isn't this your best friend? And he was on the front page of the Chicago papers, but my parents had no idea. That's what I did with him a normal basis. And so when people say Chi-Town or Chicago, a lot of people think a lot of different things. Oprah, the Bears, the Cubs. I always think about the ghetto and how we grew up and how God's purpose still has me here some 42 years later.
Wow.
And so in that, you say it's Chi-Town.
Wow. Because I love to eat in Chicago.
Yeah, really? What's some of the fun? I remember those lemon ices.
Oh, sure.
I remember those.
Lemon chills.
Yeah. And they don't have those in Dallas. Don't have those like they do in Chicago. But, man, that sounds exciting. You all are going kind of somewhat like on a tour, in a sense, to minister, right?
We are.
Uh-huh. Where are some of the places you all are going? Maybe some of our Chi-Town listeners hear you right now. Maybe you can send them an email blast and then let them know, hey, y'all listen to us right now.
Stop out at the Katina concert at Humboldt Park on Friday.
Wow.
Which is actually yesterday, I guess.
Okay, yeah. yeah, yesterday. You're at the Katinas.
As we speak, we should be at Hope Fest.
Okay.
At Humboldt Park.
Okay.
So, and then tomorrow we'll be at Holy Cathedral Church in Milwaukee.
Okay.
But I'm looking forward to going to Borinquen restaurant for a jibarito.
Wow. Okay.
I've been craving
that. Now, see, I bet you my listeners know all about that.
Oh.
Now, see, me, I'm clueless. You're going to have to explain that in American
plantain,
to me.
Plantain, right? The plantain.
No.
It's like a green banana.
Yeah, okay.
South American banana.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, they actually slice them a long way and they deep fry them so they get crispy like a potato chip but thicker.
Okay. Yeah.
And they use that as the bread, so to speak, of a sandwich.
Okay.
Instead of the bread, you get the two slices of the plantains, and then you can order whatever you want for the inside. But usually,
what goes on the inside?
Oh, the roast pork.
Really?
And then they put tomato and lettuce and all the good salad fixings. And
Come on, you're gonna have to bring your boy.
Awesome.
I don't know if it's gonna make the car ride or the airplane ride,
but
think about your boy when it comes to stuff like that.
They do have the jibarito at Isla Mia, which is on the border of Carrollton and Denton.
Okay.
So you could try one there.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah,
well, I'm gonna have
awesome.
To take you up on that, because
Have you ever done the dim sum?
No.
In Chinatown in Chicago?
No. I mean, the only thing I did in Chinatown in Chicago was the lemon ices. Those.
Okay.
That's it. You know, that's about all we could afford as kids growing up in '74, '75. That's about all we did.
Do you know what tapas are?
No.
Those are, to the South and Central Americans, are that they're like little appetizers, so to speak, and they're called small plates.
Okay.
Well, the Chinatown restaurants, their version of tapas, or I guess our appetizer small plates, are called dim sum.
Okay.
And they bring over these silver carts on wheels over to your table, and then they open up the top, and they show you all the delicacies, and you can point and pick which ones that you want. And so it's kind of a way to experience eating a little bit of everything in one meal. So I love that way of eating.
Wow.
I can't ever choose.
Well, I'll tell you what, you got something to be excited about, man. You're going out to Chi-Town.
Yeah.
And so as we speak, really, technically, Chi-Town's in the house. So maybe you'll be able to give us a report about it next time we hear from you on the air. But we, again, want to tell our listeners, man, it's just a blessing. Since the last time you've spoken with us, or when I say you've spoken with us, there are avenues that you all do speak to us. You might call us, or you might even hit our Facebook page, which is Christo the Rock/Dallas. And you'll be able to see our faces right there on the page. Man, you all can friend us. You can like us. You can post comments on our page. We are really looking forward to hearing from you, and tell us what you think about the show as far as the topics that we choose, because the only reason that the Lord has given us a platform on this radio station is to promote his darling son, who is also known as the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. He is the only reason that we're able to come to you. And so we never lose sight of that. And we want you all to understand that we do have fun here. We joke here. We have a lot of different topics. But I can promise you, if you hit the rewind button and listen to any of the previous shows, you will get Jesus Christ coming across the airwaves plainly and simply emanating from us.
And you can do that by logging on to crystaltherock.com.
Okay.
There's past shows right on the website that you can click onto.
Yeah, crystaltherock.com. You can listen to shows. Facebook page, you can actually watch some snippets of us in the studio. And that was fun. You can do that. You see our pictures posted there. I even have a couple of the Christo the Rock segments, radio segments, posted on our church website, which is www.wolchristiancenter.org.
Awesome.
And so if you go to the media page and scroll down to where the songs are, we've actually put a couple of the radio shows down there, too, that you can click on and literally hear some of the past shows from Crystal the Rock. So there are many avenues that you can listen to this show that's coming through your speakers or through your computer laptop. And so tonight, Tina, I want to kind of touch on this subject that we're going to open up for our listeners, and we want y'all to feel free to call us. We want you to feel free to, as we're talking to you right now, go on our Facebook page, Crystal the Rock/Dallas. Post a comment, and the odds are, you know, Pastor Mark, maybe Tina, maybe Rick, somebody's listening or watching, or as we can try to do a couple of things as we listen and try to get back to whatever you post there. But tonight's topic that we want you all to talk to us and give us some feedback about is, what is worship? And when I say worship, Tina, what do you think about when you hear the word worship? What do you think about? What comes to your mind?
I think about people spending quiet time with the Lord.
Okay.
And a lot of people do that in different ways. Everyone has their own style and their own way of doing it.
That's very good, because you know what I think about? I think, and we're doing a Bible study on this month at our church. But the reality is, I hear a lot of people say, you know what? You know, I'm going to do this worship song, or I'm going to this worship service. My point is, there are so many people that equate worship to being an event. But in reality, it's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are so many people think, you know, I'm going to worship. And when you see worship or hear that word worship, you think, okay, the hands go up, a song is uttered, or we're going to a particular service. But worship is a lifestyle. And when I say a lifestyle, the first thing we have to come to the knowledge of is what worship is and who it is that we're worshiping. Because I think the reality that needs to be understood tonight, Tina, is this. Everybody, in some way, shape, form, or fashion, worships something.
Sure.
Everybody worships something.
Yes, that's
right. And when we say worship something, we've got to get this across first. God would that he be the center of our worship.
Yes.
And when I say the center, I mean numero uno. I mean the primary. I mean number one. God says, I will not have any other gods or any other idols, or in other words, nothing, nada, zilch, zero, zero. I will have nothing. Yeah. I will have nothing that comes before me. And so until we get that, I really don't think we can have a good grasp about what worship is.
Yes.
A lot of people tend to think, okay, it's a song or it's a No, worship, the first thing we've got to recognize, and this might seem foreign to some of our listeners right now, because we know that there are some listeners that get what we're talking about. They grasp it already. But I just believe in starting our show out with the listeners that might not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And they might be feeling, okay, where we're going with this. And so I like to try to always start the show out, whereas I give them enough to hold on to and hope and pray that the Lord casts that bait and we start drawing them in. And so for somebody that's going out to the club, for somebody that's going out to, you know, kick it tonight or whatever, let's break down when we're talking about worship. We're going to start real quick with what worship is and what it's indicative of when we're talking about God saying, you know, I'm not going to have anything, anyone, any person, place, or thing before me. So you ready with this, Tina?
You got it.
All right. Watch this. If I said to you that I love my child, or I love my wife, or you love your husband, or and this is just for both sexes out there, whatever you love before God, could we call that an idol, an I-D-O-L, a small god, an idol. You would agree with me?
Sure.
Okay. And so that's the first thing we want to get out here to our listeners tonight. Anything, anyone, any person, place, or thing that you put in the place of prominence or importance before God, that is known as an idol.
Absolutely.
And in a sense, you are worshiping that thing.
Yes.
You are worshiping something that's created instead of worshiping the creator who created it.
Anything that you spend more time on.
That is correct. Break that down, Tina. Love that. Anything that you spend more time on than you do the Lord, we can get you all in right now at the first, second grade level.
Yes.
And that's not meant to be demeaning. That's just meaning, okay, I'm with them right there. I understand that anything that's put before God Almighty, that's an idol.
Okay.
And so let's talk about some things that, Tina, we know can be idols, but people might not recognize are idols, but we're guilty of, in a sense, every day if we don't watch it.
Well, you're looking at someone right here that struggles with being a workaholic.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And
that's good.
A lot of people don't realize, well, I'm just putting food on my table for my family.
Yeah.
Well, but are you actually putting in more time at that than you're spending with the Lord?
And that is an idol. A job can be an idol.
You can't go back and say, well, I'm going to make it up now by spending 4 hours more with him today.
Right, 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 right. And so that's a great point, Tina. You said that when it comes down to a job and all of these hours you're working and so on and so forth, here's what I like to always say. You know, we put all this time and this energy. If the boss says you can't be a minute late, you're there without fail.
Absolutely.
We punch the clock and we're there 5 minutes early if we think it'll cost us our jobs.
Sure.
But we forget that it's God Almighty that has given us the strength, the health to even go to that job.
I've had to repent.
And
times.
So if the Lord should happen to cause your heart to skip a beat, if the Lord should happen to cause blisters to rise on your feet, if the Lord should happen to allow you to be put down when it comes to your health for just a bit, guess what the purpose of that is?
Yes.
To recognize who's really running things.
Absolutely.
And so that's a great example that you just gave that I think anybody should be able to relate to. Wow, is my job an idol? Let's throw out a few more before we introduce a couple of songs to take us to our first break. And then that second break, we're going to really come back after that first break. This second segment, we're really going to talk about an idol and how we can worship things that are idols. And so Tina said a job. Let's throw out some more. I see people that, you know, maybe they haven't been raised a certain way, or it's just they don't believe in God. And we'll talk about that in a later show. But the reality is, how many times do you head out to church sometimes and you see people bright and early on Sunday morning washing the car?
That's true.
Or cutting the grass?
That's true.
You know, I mean, Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a day that's generally set aside as the first day of the week. It's not Monday. It's generally Sunday. You know, the first day of the week, at least even according to our calendars. And even that day is set aside for even those of us that are not strong Christians. There should be something in us that make us recognize, man, this is the day I need to set aside for the Lord to worship him or acknowledge who he is. I know people that consider sports as an idol.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You know, there are people that will, before I go to church and thank the Lord for how he's kept me this week, what he's provided for me this week, I haven't lost my home, I'm still living, breathing. If I'm listening to this Crystal the Rock radio show, then I'm still alive. That's something to tell the Lord thank you for in the morning. But somebody will still decide, you know what? Man, forget that. The Cowboys about to kick off and the Rangers in the middle of a pennant race and the Mavericks, they play sometimes at 12. I'm sitting right here and not move. That's a form of idolatry. There are people that look at and their wives can be idolatry. Mm-hmm. Their women, their girlfriends, their men are not exempt. And so as we talk about this, what we're going to do is set these songs up real quick. We're about to go into this segment. We just wanted to tease you with that and leave that with you. But we're coming right back in just a bit. You have found Christo the Rock, Music with a Message, 100.7 FM KWRD. Thanks for tuning in. We're looking forward to seeing you right after these next couple of songs. God bless you.
El sonido del silencio, el que no quiero escuchar, es aquella noche fría la que quiero evitar, el sentirme descubierto cuando el sol me quemará. ¿Para qué seguir riendo cuando siento que no estás? ¿Para qué quiero los mares si mi barco se hundirá? ¿Para qué seguir viviendo si a lo lejos tú estás? Las fuerzas se me agotan y él está por comenzar. Fue otro día en silencio el que acaba de pasar. Pasa y pasan los minutos en mi oscura soledad. Soledad que se alimenta del silencio de tu boca. Esa boca que sonríe pronunciando así mi nombre. Aquel nombre que me diste diciendo que sí, mi amor. Es mi amor que en ti espera. Donde sé que escucharás el susurro de mi canto y el grito de mi llamar, el llamado de mi alma pidiendo tu libertad. Yo quiero seguir riendo aunque el llanto aquí está, aunque el barco se me hunda, sé que yo podré nadar. La corriente de este río a tu amor me llevará. Eres tú mi compañía en esta oscura soledad. Soledad que se alimenta del silencio de tu boca. Esa boca que sonríe pronunciando así mi nombre. Aquel nombre que me diste diciendo que sí, mi amor. Es mi amor que en ti espera y que siempre esperará. Es tu amor que me condena a esta eterna libertad. Y aunque pasen mil silencios, escucharte en tu silencio. Vuelve, vuelve el momento de escucharte en tu silencio. Soledad que se alimenta del silencio de tu boca. Esa boca que sonríe pronunciando así mi nombre.
Jesús. Háblanos, Jesús. Apláudale fuerte a Él en esta noche. Él es fiel. Él es bueno. Una vez nos reunimos con los muchachos y dijimos qué es lo que más nos asombra de Dios.